Good morning, Tom Brady. How are you today?
Good morning.
Are you troubled by the events of the recent days and weeks in the National Football League and what all of this has done to the league's image?
You know, I try to stay in my lane. So, I mean, all those things that are really, none of it's really my business or my control. So, you know, I've just been focusing on the games and what I can do better and you know, the things that are taking place in other teams or league-wide decisions. I mean, those are a different pay grade than me.
All right. Well, you guys won in a rout yesterday, Tom, but you looked miserable after the game. Why were you so unhappy?
You know, I wasn't unhappy. I was very happy we won. You know, I thought the defense played awesome. The special teams made some huge plays for us. You know, offensively, I thought, you know, in the first half, we did some real good positive things but just, you know, I just wish our execution overall would be, you know, a little bit better. So, you know, that's what we'll work on this week, and we'll try to make some improvements where we can, and then, you know, hopefully we just continue to get better as we go.
Was the 15 penalties that negated a couple of big plays part of your problem with how you played?
Well, the penalties are, you know, they just kill drives, and they, you know, we don't want to be one of the most penalized teams in the league. I think that's, you know, a great recipe for how to lose games: turnovers, penalties, missed opportunities, and you know, we got to do a better job with the penalties. I thought, you know, obviously not turning the ball over on the road was good, and the defense made all those big plays, which allowed us a lot of short fields and more opportunity really than we took advantage of. So, you know, we just got to be able to score more points, and when we have opportunities to get the ball in the end zone, we got to do it. When we convert short yardage, we got to do it. But, you know, it was a good win for our team, especially getting one on the road, and now we're back home for our home opener this coming weekend, which will be a lot of fun.
Why hasn't Amendola been more of a factor so far on the offense this year, Tom? I know he struggled in the championship game last year, but so far through the first two games, we haven't seen a lot. I know he had the catch that got called back yesterday because of the pick, but it just seems like he hasn't been – I think that was the only pass he threw at him yesterday at all.
Yeah, you know, we just got to find ways to get everybody the ball and spread it around to different guys. We spread it around a little bit yesterday. He didn't get the ball as much as, you know, obviously I would like to get it to him. Either Brandon LaFell, the same thing. Aaron Dobson had, you know, one catch to start the game and didn't get a lot of other looks after that. But, you know, we got to get the ball to everybody and spread it around to everybody. And, you know, those guys are all good with the ball in their hands. So we got to find ways to do a better job of, you know, finding everybody. And, you know, that's what makes an offense tough to defend, when you can spread it around to everybody. So, you know, Danny's done a great job, and he's working his butt off to get open. And, you know, it's up to me to find the ways to get on the ball.
Hey, Tom, was the touchdown pass to Julian a play that was changed at the line of scrimmage when they showed so many guys in the box? That wasn't the original play call, was it?
They gave us, you know, a pretty heavy run look. So, you know, we had an opportunity to throw it on that play, and Julian ran a great route. It was good job in blitz pickup. You know, they were bringing a lot of guys, so I don't have a lot of time to hold it and throw it. And Jules ran a great route and made a big touchdown. That was a good drive for us. We overcame some long yardage situations there. And you know, we just got to do a better job staying out of the long yardage situations that we're in most of the day in order to be a good offense. So, you know, getting off to a good start early in drive, avoiding penalties, and then sustaining things for the whole drive, and then ultimately making plays when we get in the red area, which is, you know, what we did on that drive. But, you know, we got to do that more consistently for 60 minutes.
You know, watching from my couch on television, it seems to me the offensive line accepted the challenge of protecting you better and run blocking better this week than they did last week. They were sort of, they accepted that challenge, didn't they?
It was a good physical effort. You know, we talk about playing physical and running the ball, stopping the run, and covering kicks. And we definitely did all those yesterday. So, you know, you need to be a physical team to win for 4 months in the NFL. You can't, you know, being a one-dimensional team or a finesse team only takes you so far. So we talked a lot about being physical, being mentally and physically tough. And, you know, all those guys up front really, you know, stepped up to the challenge.
Tom, you guys are 14.5-point favorites next week. I know how important that is to you. but you're heavily favored. They're terrible. Oakland is coming across the country. You're supposed to kill them. Do you worry about that kind of, like, overconfidence, complacency? Are you like Belichick, who guards against that every week and doesn't want to hear a negative word about your opponent?
I mean, yeah, that's really the furthest thing from my mind. They got you know, some great players on defense. Charles Woodson, someone that I played against for a long time. Carlos Rogers, Terrell Brown, Tyvon Branch is a really good player. You know, Khalil Mack's a rookie, and you know they got some big guys up front that, you know, are good pass rushers. So Lamar Woodley's over there, Justin Tuck's over there. So they got, you know, there's no shortage of great players on defense. So, you know, I think our offense has its work cut out for us, and we're going to have to, you know, continue to play better than the way we played the first few weeks. And there's a lot of room for improvement. Certainly in the pass game, we need to do a much better job. So, you know, hopefully we can make some improvements this week and, you know, go have a great game against, you know, a defense. I know they're 0-2, but, you know, they got a lot of great players on that defense.
I know you said at the beginning of the interview that you stay out of this, out of your pay grade, this whole stuff that's gone the past week. But I guess I wonder, is one of the two or three marquee players in the league, is a veteran, is an older player now. During the course of this past week with Peterson, with Rice, with Hardy, with McDonald, did you struggle? Did you have an idea that maybe you'd want to speak out on this, on all the stuff that's going on in the league?
No, I mean, I certainly have a lot of personal feelings, you know, toward all those things. But, you know, it's just, there's nothing I can do to, you know, if I make a comment about it, then, you know, there's nothing I can do to make a difference. I mean, those, the owners of the league, the commissioner of the league, the you know, the teams themselves, you know, the players that are involved, they're the ones that are speaking on it. It's not really my responsibility to speak out about those things because there's a lot of other people doing the talking. So it's just, I really don't want to be involved in any of those things. You know, I try to live, you know, and make the best decisions possible on and off the field and, you know, represent our organization and represent my family as best I can. So it's, you know, those things that are happening, like I said, I just don't want my name mentioned in any of those, you know, situations that have been happening.
Hey, Tom, was there any discussion whatsoever about Garoppolo handling the final series when you were just handing the ball off and trying to run out the clock on the sidelines?
You know, I just kind of go in when they tell me to go in. So if they take me out, they take me out. But they, you know, we were going in there to, you know, we got another good opportunity on a short field with you know, a good return. So no, they, you know, I was still in there and you know, I always love being out there. So
how about guys like LaFell and Wright? I mean, you know, you talked about Amendola, but is it too early for LaFell and Wright to be too involved in the offense? Will they be 6, 8, 10 games from now? Will they be more involved?
I hope so. I mean, that's, you know, they're here to help us win, and those guys are really good players and have done everything that, you know, we've asked them to do. So, you know, they've had some opportunities, and, you know, the ball hasn't gone their way, you know, the last few weeks, but hopefully it starts going their way and they really can start making the plays that they can make and that they're capable of making. So, but that's my job to, you know, find ways to get those guys the ball, because, you know, they're very, you know, they're good in space. They got good quickness. They got good hands. They got good speed. You know, and it's, if we just keep working hard in practice and it shows up in practice, then eventually it shows up in the game. You know, in the games, we got to do a better job executing.
All right, Tom, the quarterback question of the week brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit newenglandcadillac.com for your exceptional offers. We all always like to go off the beaten path a little bit with this. I recently saw some pictures of you and your wife at the star-studded Met Gala in New York with all the beautiful people. Anybody was there, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Johnny Depp, stars, movie stars, singers, all that. For a guy that hangs out with offensive linemen with big guts and sweaty and beards, are you comfortable in that other world?
I don't think anyone's really comfortable in that other world. It's one or two nights a year where you do something like that. And like I said, it's not like you're hanging out with your buddies in the locker room. I think that's the most comfortable environment for me outside of my house. So, I enjoy being with all my buddies and you know, certainly being on the football field and then being home with my family. And, you know, those are the kind of things I enjoy most. So there's other things that I do on occasion and, you know, my wife and I do together that, you know, maybe feel a bit more like work, but, you know, that's probably one of those nights.
When's the last time you were really impressed by someone you met? When's the last time you sat with your wife and said, "Hey, look who's over there. I'd love to meet them."
That's a good question. I mean, I'm a fan like everybody else, so it's pretty amazing to see certain people who have incredible talents and gifts that, you know, whether it's music that I listen to or actors that, you know, I really love going to see their movies, or certainly athletes, you know, that do their job, you know, better than anybody else. Those are people that, you know, I really look up to for the talents, because I understand how hard it is for people to be good at their job. I mean, you just don't roll out of bed and, you know, be great at something. You got to work really hard at it. So I think seeing anybody in their particular field, you know, you guys do such a great job in what your job is and what you guys do. I admire that as well. So that's just
All right, one name. Just give us one name. Somebody that you met that impressed you.
How about you ask me next week so I can think about it?
That's fair enough.
Jerry, he's impressed by you, but I think Beyonce is ahead of you a little bit.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I picture you like, if you're in a room and there's like Warren Buffett or, I don't know, Bill Gates, wouldn't that be kind of cool to just say hi to Bill Gates?
Why would that be cool to say hi to Bill Gates?
That's a really good question. Why would you care to say hi to Bill Gates?
Really? Just I'd much rather say hi to Beyonce.
First of all, he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to give you any money.
Secondly,
if you say hi to him.
He's got this unusual, you know, gift. He's ridiculously, you know, gifted.
Philanthropic.
Yeah, what happens if you say hi? It's not contagious. You're not going to get that stuff.
Just say I met Bill Gates. I'd like to meet Steve Jobs.
Sorry.
That'd be tough.
That's not going to happen.
A little late for that.
You know, you'll be able to do that.
All right, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.